It's Wild Card Weekend. The playoffs are here right here on TSN 1050. Of course, a reminder, TSN 1050, your exclusive home of the NFL right to the Super Bowl. And joining us each and every week, like he is right now, he's the senior race and sports analyst at Caesars Entertainment. Todd Furman comes in. And Todd, first off, on Saturday, Cincinnati Bengals backed into the playoffs. But you know what? They're in the playoffs. That's all that counts. They're in Houston facing a Texans team, which is 3-point favorites in this one.
Might be a little harsh to say that the Bengals are the team that backed into the playoffs now. Houston, the loser of three straight since locking up the 3 seed in the AFC. The Bengals, 1-5-2 against the number, their final 8 games of the regular season. Team may have hit a wall. You're seeing a 3-point number here based on home field advantage and home field advantage alone.
When you look at the Texans team, Todd, because of Arian Foster being back in the backfield for the team, and he missed last week because they basically were in the playoffs, do you see him a major factor in this game?
This is a dynamic running game, and if Houston is going to be successful against the Bengals, they're going to have to establish the run. They weren't able to do so for a full 60 minutes when these teams met a few weeks ago, a game in which the Texans won 20-19. But given T.J. Yates' shoulder problem, the possibility you might see Jake Delhomme for a little longer today, if Foster can't get going, Houston can't win throwing the football.
Lions and Saints are the highlight of the Saturday night primetime game. Saints, 10.5-point favorites in this one, Todd. This should be an offensive explosion.
A little bit of value in the Lions when you look at this game, knowing these two teams played early December and the Saints were only a 9-point favorite. Highest total on the board for any of the wild card matchups at 59.5. Awfully interesting, though. Saints, 8-0 against the number this year at home.
Now, you talked about that number being so high with the over-under. Is that something that gamblers should either respect or kind of look at that sort of situation and go, geez, that there could be something there considering that's almost 60 points between the two teams?
Hard to look under with what you've seen from these two teams over the last couple of weeks, but a total this high in the NFL this time of year really makes you scratch your head when you figure even a 4 or 5 minute scoring drought might put it in peril, considering this is more than an average of 14 points a quarter if they're going to eclipse 59.5.
On Sunday, Todd, Atlanta goes to New York to face the Giants. The Giants 3-point favorites in this one, and the Giants coming off 2 big wins against the Cowboys and previous to that, the New York Jets.
Giants getting hot at just the right time. The healthiest they've been all year as Ahmad Bradshaw and Brandon Jacobs back to that thunder and lightning dynamic duo in the backfield. This is a Giants team who was in playoff mode 1 week ago. They came out with flying colors against a banged-up Tony Romo. This should be one of the more competitive games of the weekend. Biggest question, how will Atlanta travel up to a possibly frozen MetLife Stadium?
And that's exactly what I was going to say. Atlanta does have problems outside of the dome, and New York weather into January could be challenging for a team that's not used to these kind of conditions.
The biggest question in this game is how Atlanta's offensive line will hold up against the Giants' front four. They have the lowest percentage of sacks allowed at only 4.4% of pass plays this year against Matt Ryan. If Atlanta can keep him upright and establish Michael Turner, they're a very live underdog in this game.
Pittsburgh, 8.5-point favorites traveling to Denver. Todd, out of the 4 playoff games, Pittsburgh is the only road favorite in this one. How do you figure this will play out?
Interesting scenario here, considering the last 5 times you've seen a playoff team enter in as a home underdog with a record of less than 500. They're 5-0 straight up, 4-1 against the number. You have to think Denver's value is at an all-time high, but you look at this game and begin to wonder, how do the Broncos move the football against the Steelers' defense?
And I've been getting a lot of tweets about this, Todd, and I know we talk a lot on Twitter about this. Has the Tebow magic run out?
I think Tebow magic has officially run out. You saw them struggle in the second half against Buffalo, the Broncos, and last week mustered a robust 3 points against the defensive juggernaut, and I say it with sarcasm, in the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a game where Denver's defense may need to create points for a struggling offense.
He's a senior race and sports analyst at Caesars Entertainment. Todd Furman joins us each and every week, including this Wild Card Weekend, right here on TSN 1050.